أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم.
If you want to construct a building, then to make the building, there are three, you could say, phases, three parts, three stages. The most important thing for when constructing the building is the foundation, first of all, the foundation. When a building is constructed, the most important thing and the emphasis is placed on the foundation of the building. The more the foundation is strong, solid, and robust, it's got the strength in the foundation, then the building that's constructed above it also can be robust and solid. So if the foundation is solid, then the next phase is after doing the foundations, the next phase is to start to construct the shell and the rest of the building. So if the foundations are good, if the foundations are solid, then you start to construct the shell and the building. Yeah, so the foundations, the building itself, and then you could even extend the building. How much area you want to build on, how much space you want to build on, etc. Generally speaking, I'm just speaking on a general basis. In the same way, the human being, we look at the human being, if we look at the foundation of his deen, the foundation, just like the building, and you have the phases. So if we look, the foundation of iman, the foundation of belief, the foundation of faith. There's a hadith in Sahih Bukhari that the foundation of deen is also based on three things. Number one is that when you construct the building of iman, the first thing you need is the foundation. That how strong is the foundation of the iman? And the foundation is on five things: kalima tayyiba, salah, fasting, hajj, and zakah. These are the materials to strengthen the foundations of the building of iman. The building of iman. The more good material, quality material you insert, inject into the foundations to strengthen the foundations, then that same way the building that stands upon it will be strong and firm. So this is the foundation of deen, foundation of iman, foundation of belief. And this is its material. This is its material. Just like you have the steel, cement, and other materials that we put into manufacturing building, in the same way, these are the materials for the foundation of the deen. First of all, salah, fasting, hajj, zakah, and first of all, the kalima tayyiba, the affirmation of faith. So if we want to have strong iman, if we want to have a powerful iman, then first we need to strengthen the foundations. We need to correct and improve our foundation. This should be correct, solid, resolute. So, just in the same way that we have the next stages of the building of belief and iman. So, the building that's constructed, the construction of the building of iman, strengthening it. So if the foundation's made, then the building is erected and it is manufactured, and we have the building for iman, which is called connection. It is the connection with the iman, which is your sayings and your doings. So in the second stage, the second phase, so the sayings and the doings. In other words, what do you do? What do you say? This is the second phase or stage of iman. Person implements deeds. First, he strengthens the foundation. First he puts in the foundation, then he implements and does actions. And the third phase, extension, you could extend the building, you can keep it the same, and the iman is the same, is that a person can strengthen iman. It could also be decreased, decrease. The more you want to, you can strengthen iman. The more you want to, you can elevate that building and widen that building, expand that building. In the same way, we can elevate our faith, our iman. We can increase iman, and iman also decreases. So just like the noble companions, radiyallahu anhum, there's a famous event, Surah Tawbah, when the people who without iman came and tried to make them afraid. Who are you? You can't compete with them. Shaitan was trying to whisper into them. Obviously they had energy, they had power, they had resources, they had weapons, they came with preparation. And the Muslims, they were in a weaker state to compete. They didn't have the same resources. Four companions had to share the sword, and they weren't enough numbers. They didn't have enough numbers, they didn't have the resources, they didn't have enough means compared to those who were against them, in opposition to them. So when Shaitan came and said, what will you do? How will you compete against them? You cannot even move against them. You cannot even progress against them. You cannot be saved against them. Leave it. Just run away. Leave them. Put your things down and just run away somewhere. Hide somewhere. So the Sahaba Ikram, the companions of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the foundation, who injected the foundation into their heart, the foundation of Iman, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the Quran, it has mentioned this event. And then this word, the response has been sealed. In this condition, a beautiful, unique statement was said and as a response. And this has become a guidance path for us. For every human being, he will get tough conditions, tough circumstances. Iman will be, you can say, tested, and a bandit or a criminal will try to steal the iman. It could be sometimes a phase will come, Allah will give us His grace and mercy and protection, that we get through that. But for example, the influence or the invitation can come to us in our lives to break Allah's ahkam. Shaitan will come and say, do this, go towards haram, disobey Allah, something to take us away from Allah's obedience. At that time, just like Shaitan came and he tried to divert the Sahaba, run away, you should be afraid. So we should have the same condition as the Sahaba Ikram at that time. So what did they say when the Shaitan came and tried to make them scared? So they said, Hasbunallahu, Subhanallah, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. So here, their response was that he's trying to divert us and make us afraid. The response, instead of getting anxious and nervous, he came to weaken the iman, and he wanted to steal the iman so they'd run away. Rather, their iman was even stronger, elevated. Hasbunallah. They said that Allah, when they said that, Shaitan said that they have weapons and resources, you should be afraid. They said, whatever you've got, whatever power you've got, but with us is Allah. Subhanallah. And who can be affected? Who can be a greater assistant? Who can be a greater protector than Allah? If you are trying to make us afraid due to weapons and resources, then Allah is the greatest assistant. Subhanallah. So this is a great statement, great event. And what we realize here is that, subhanallah, there's such a thing that when such conditions come to a person, iman starts to weaken and iman is in danger, and he tries to force us to break the laws of Allah, hakams of Allah, gives us distress, anxiety, worries, problems, any issue in life that comes and diminish Allah's deen and lower it and weaken it. Oh, it doesn't matter, it doesn't make any difference. We're living in the dunya, we'll get by. Who's watching? No one's watching. Everything will be, we'll change ourselves after. No. No. At that time, we've been taught something. What is that? Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Subhanallah. Remember your Lord, Allah. Subhanallah. So, that influence, that negative influence, you won't be afraid, you won't get affected by that. Rather, you'll stand firm in front of that distraction, that let's see what power can do against me. I won't take anything from that. Let's see what the sickness can do. I won't leave Allah. Let's see these conditions, the hard conditions. I won't go towards haram. They won't affect me. Let's see how it affects me, how it's going to divert me. Because Allah is with me, and I'm doing this for Allah's sake. Subhanallah. So this is the example of a person who has iman. Iman can increase, iman can also lower, decrease. So we need to understand the learning. So what we see is that at that time, they were trying to be distracted, and they weren't. So Ramadan has come to us and given us this message that I want to make you a muttaqi. Ramadan has been given to you so you can bring taqwa into your life so you can become muttaqis. So taqwa in reality, taqwa, it is the extension of the building of deen. That is what taqwa is. So we have the foundation, the beliefs, we have the building, and we have the extension, the expansion, broadening. So as iman increases, it adopts the form of taqwa. Taqwa. The more faster, speedier iman increases, the more a person progresses and improves and promotes and progresses, the more his iman gets strong. Istiqamat comes in his life. Steadfastness comes in his life. And he improves and he furthers the cause. Then in the same way the taqwa increases and strengthens and the person becomes a muttaqi. And as is stated in the Quran in various places, وَعْلُمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهُ Allah says the muttaqeen, Allah says muhsineen as well. SubhanAllah. In various places Allah has mentioned about the taqwa people and the people who do ihsan, the muhsineen. Allah's praised them. Allah's given a great encouragement here. That taqwa, to become a muttaqi, you will get tough times. You'll get tough circumstances. You'll get problems and issues. But to become a muttaqi is not easy, is it? Such a high grade will be given to the muttaqis, high level rewards. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ SubhanAllah. Allah says in the Quran, they'll have two gardens, double Jannah. One Jannah is more than enough for us to look after. But Allah says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ SubhanAllah. But why do you reject and neglect Allah Ta'ala's ni'mas? Why do we complain? Why do we worry? Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Oh, it's okay, we'll see what happens. Take this building, distracts us. And you don't need this. Take this car today now. Luxuries on interest, riba. Your business will flourish. You'll lie, sign, put money into your pocket. Illegal claiming. And when you eat, what happens? With that money, what will happen, my brothers? You'll eat. You'll consume. How many things will we eat? It will go inside. And then it comes out as stool excrement from the body. Yes, buildings, they collapse. Cars, they become old, my friends. But if we stand firm for the sake of Allah, don't bring haram and lawful means, and then we will get the permanent transportation in the hereafter, permanent reward. Yes, just a little bit of staying firm, strengthen our building for the sake of Allah. That's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. So iman, when it increases, strengthens and solidifies. It's not a minor thing. It's the biggest test for a person. That's the name of being cautious and being careful. That who are the people with the muttaqis? Who are those who are extra cautious and careful, and they try to preserve the iman? What is the quality in them, the characteristics? That feeling arises in them. When this feeling arises in them, that in front of Allah, that what we do is that when we leave the things that are not good, this is taqwa. If we say that for the sake of Allah's, due to the fear of Allah, due to Allah's awareness, and we leave something wrong, that's taqwa. If something haram and lawful is coming in front of us, and we have this fear that how will I answer to Allah if I do this wrong action? How will I answer to Allah if I consume this haram, riba, interest, if I lie and claim incorrectly and take money? At that time, if he has that passion and that khawf, this thing arises, that what answer will I give to Allah tomorrow when I will be stood in front of Allah? And this feeling is taqwa. This is the person who is the muttaqi. When this feeling increases, strengthens, this spiritual feeling increases, person, he then has taqwa and he becomes a muttaqi. And that's why Allah Ta'ala has given us the huruf Ramadan, so that you can become muttaqis. SubhanAllah. Yes, just a small definition. Yes, that a person should have the passion and the strength that he can be capable of answering to Allah correctly. I'm deceiving this person, how will I answer to Allah? I'm doing wrong here, I will answer to Allah. I'm taking wrong here, I can answer to Allah. This feeling and emotion is defined as taqwa. Taqwa, and that person then is the muttaqi. SubhanAllah. So when a person increases, when this increases in a person, he becomes the muttaqi. SubhanAllah. So what is it that can increase the iman of a person? Allahu Akbar. What is it that can increase the iman of a person? What is that material that Ramadan has given to us? What is the resource that Ramadan has given to us due to which we remain successful? What is it that we have got assistance from Ramadan, from muttaqi, for iman to be increased and strengthened? As I give the example, what did the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions, do when Shaitan came and tried to divert them and take them off tracks? Their iman increased due to that. What was the action they did? Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Subhanallah. They did the dhikr of Allah. They remembered Allah. Allah is with us. And they strengthened the link with Allah. Subhanallah. They strengthened the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time. They remembered Allah. They strengthened their bond with Allah. So for the increase of iman, for strengthening iman, for solidifying iman, the material that Allah ta'ala has given to us is the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. To Allah ta'ala stated in the Quran about this.
Ya وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا.
O believing men, O believing women, do the dhikr of Allah and do dhikr in abundance. Do dhikr in abundance, in high quantity, in high number. Do dhikr morning and evening. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا لَهَا ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Do dhikr in high quantity. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَسِيلًا. Subhanallah. هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ. Subhanallah. وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ لِيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Subhanallah. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says, O people who remember Allah, O men and women remembering Allah, congratulations. When you sit in dhikr, when you're in solitude and you're doing dhikr, or you do dhikr in the majlis, in the gathering, you salli alaykum wa malaikatuhu. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah is so great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His angels, they send rahmah on the dhakireen. When you start doing dhikr, then Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, the doors of Allah's mercy open. Allah Ta'ala's fadl, Allah Ta'ala's grace, Allah's generosity, the virtues, the rewards of paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercies descend on that person. And the raining down of the mercy, it occurs. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُخْرِجَهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. يُخْرِجَهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. O men and women doing dhikr, when you sit down to do dhikr, then due to the barakah of dhikr, due to the nur of dhikr, and due to the fadl and karam of Allah, there is increase in your iman, strengthening of your iman at that time. And your iman will start to improve and increase. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah Ta'ala says, and all of the impurity that was inside you, that was there before dhikr, those sins that you had attached to you and were stuck to you, you had a black heart and you came to do dhikr, all of that, يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah says that that impurity, that darkness, due to the power of Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, due to the blessings of Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, all sins, all impurities, all darkness, Allah says, I will take that out of your heart and I will bring the love of my deen into your heart and your heart will sparkle. Allahu Akbar. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. Subhanallah. Allah says, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. Allah's special mercy is given to His believing men and women due to dhikr of Allah, due to Allah's remembrance. This ni'mah is given to special people. We cannot get this as common people, normal people. The person who does the dhikr of Allah, the dhakireen, they're the special servants of Allah. The special servants of Allah. You know, like we say, whose house is this? Oh, this is the king's palace. This is his mansion. Subhanallah. And whose man is this attendant? He is the king's special attendant. And this is the minister, the special minister. They say, so when a person does dhikr, then the angels say that these are the special servants of Allah, they've been given the special rules from Allah. It's not the for the common man, for the normal man, that they, for example, he's very close to the king, he's got a big mansion, he's very close to the prime minister, he's a minister, that's why he's been given this asset, this building, this resource. Subhanallah. So the dhikr of Allah, when a person does dhikr, then it increases and strengthens and solidifies the building of Allah Ta'ala's deen, expands it, solidifies it, and takes out the impurities as it goes along. Any impurity, minor issue, darkness, impurity, it also protects the heart from the sins, doesn't let any negative thought come into the heart, it extinguishes it and it expels it, and alongside and parallel, it solidifies and strengthens iman, the dhikr of Allah. So if the dhikr of Allah is such a great deed, and Allah has given us Ramadan, Allah says, I want to make you muttaqis. So then, will dhikr of Allah not hold high importance in Ramadan? I'll say in reality, that the foundation of Ramadan is dhikr of Allah. The foundation of Allah is the dhikr of Allah. This is the real foundation of Ramadan. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated with regards to Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. Subhanallah. There's a hadith, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, in the hadith it stated, that there are four things in Ramadan, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are four recommended actions that we need to do in Ramadan, that we need to hold firm to, we need to stick to, we need to grab hold of, so that they can improve our Ramadan. These four amal, two actions are such that Allah Ta'ala's rada you will attain if you do those amal. If you have to do these four actions in Ramadan, special actions of Ramadan. The Prophet ﷺ has given us these special actions for Ramadan. Special actions. What are these actions? Because the muttaqi, Allah Ta'ala wants us to make us muttaqis, to make us people with strong deen. So what are the four things? Allah Ta'ala will become happy with you, you'll become the muttaqi if you do these amal. Subhanallah. So these deeds are to attain Allah's pleasure, so that our iman increases to the high level, so we can get taqwa. So what are those actions? The two actions that Allah Ta'ala will become pleased. Subhanallah. And two things that will make you pleased with Allah. Four actions of Ramadan, the glory of Ramadan, Ramadan's illumination and ruh and soul. There are four actions. So with two actions, if you implement them, you will please Allah. If you do these two actions, these two amal, if you do them, then consider you've attained Ramadan and Allah is happy with you. So what we need to see is that how much in Ramadan have we implemented these deeds? If we haven't, then how will Allah Ta'ala become pleased with us? Yes, that with these two deeds we can get to Allah Ta'ala's rada. And if we do the other two actions, Allah says that if we do these two actions, then Allah will make you pleased with Him. What are those deeds? So two deeds due to which Allah Ta'ala will become pleased. First of all, what are they? Number one is that we need to do dhikr of Allah kathira, abundance. La ilaha illallah. Dhikr of Allah. Remembrance of Allah. Subhanallah. This is what we need to do. We need to hold firm to Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. This will attain Allah's pleasure. And before dhikr, one thing is to ask Allah for forgiveness. Repent to Allah. وَنَسْتَغْفِرُ وَنَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Subhanallah. So, La ilaha illallah. وَنَسْتَغْفِرُ. We have to ask Allah for forgiveness. So with tawbah, we should do tawbah. First of all, we need to do true sincere tawbah. Not astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. This is not tawbah. This is just rotating the tasbih, the rosary bead. Like I've told you before, and regularly, when a person shuns the sins, he promised to Allah, Allah won't repeat these sins. Allah, I reject these sins. This sin I'm doing, or these sins I'm doing that were going to give me punishment, I repent and leave. So a person in Ramadan, if he does sincere tawbah, and after that he does the dhikr of Allah in abundance, high quantity, لَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, then he's become the muttaqi. Why? Because his iman is increased exponentially. It is suddenly increased. The more a person does the dhikr of Allah in Ramadan, I've told you the hadith about this before, that in Ramadan, the people who do the dhikr of Allah, men and women, both of them, the people who do the dhikr of Allah in Ramadan, they are forgiven beyond forgiven. Subhanallah. Why? Because they have taken the real essence of Ramadan, which is dhikr. Allah says that I become pleased with them. I become pleased with them because they've repented and they do my dhikr in abundance. So they've done action to earn my pleasure. If Ramadan comes, we fast and we don't do the dhikr of Allah, then that fast is a waste. It's a waste. Dhikr is attached to Ramadan and the fast. It's attached. So, dhikr of Allah in abundance, in high quantity in Ramadan, and before that, astaghfar. So these two actions, if we've done them, we've pleased Allah and we've attained Ramadan. And then two rewards Allah Ta'ala gives. Allah becomes happy that Allah gives the reward as well. What is it that Allah Ta'ala bestows and grants and gives? Subhanallah. What is that extra reward that Allah Ta'ala gives? So the first thing is that Jannah, paradise, is the first thing. We, mashallah, will attain proper success. If Allah Ta'ala is pleased, what does Allah Ta'ala give to His servant? Allah opens the doors of Jannah. Go, Jannah is for you, paradise is for you. And secondly, Allah saves him from hell. Allah saves him from hell. Allah Ta'ala protects him from hell. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from hell. So when a person does the dhikr of Allah, he does tawbah, he remembers Allah, Allah gives two rewards. First of all, Allah Ta'ala saves him from hellfire, and Allah Ta'ala destines him for paradise. Allah Ta'ala opens up paradise for him. So if we get these two things, we get Allah Ta'ala's rada, and we'll get the abode in Jannah, we'll get the refuge protection from Jahannam, and then we will get the high level of taqwa and become the muttaqis, and his Ramadan becomes successful. Subhanallah. And this is the whole formula. This is the complete formula. So Ramadan, that person Ramadan becomes successful. So what we realize is that dhikr of Allah and Ramadan, yes, they are both intertwined. They are related. They are connected. Through Ramadan, we want to become muttaqis. We cannot become muttaqis unless we start and initiate dhikr. Every muttaqi, every person with taqwa, the soul of his taqwa, the soul, the ruh of his life and him being a muttaqi is via doing dhikr of Allah. Remember, so if there's no dhikr, then he cannot bring taqwa into his life. And iman cannot increase. Iman cannot strengthen. A person cannot become a muttaqi. These are the two qualities of the muttaqi. Subhanallah. So to become a muttaqi, the two conditions, tawbah and dhikr in abundance. Both things Allah Ta'ala has put together. Tawbah and dhikr of Allah will lead to a person becoming muttaqi. In the hadith it is stated, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that everybody will be going into paradise, alhamdulillah, after passing through the day of resurrection. Everybody with their deeds and the reckoning and the accounting, with their levels, with their statuses, they will enter into their abodes in paradise. But the dhakireen, they will have a unique glory, unique grandeur. They won't just come like this. For the dhakireen, there will be a standard, a flag. A flag will be prepared on the day of resurrection. And what will be that flag? Allah Ta'ala knows best. What deed will give that flag, that standard, that banner? And that flag beneath that, the dhakireen will stand. They will come together, and then that flag, it will rise up, and it will move along, and all the dhakireen will move along with that flag, with that standard. And in the shade of that flag, of that standard, beneath that standard, the flag, Allah Ta'ala will take them into the high, lofty abodes in paradise forevermore. Subhanallah. Lofty abodes, lofty residences. And the people at that time, on the plane of resurrection, say, "I'm a unique treatment. This is Allah. What jama'ah is this congregation that with this flag, unique flag, they're entering into paradise?" Subhanallah. Praise be to Allah. Glory be to Allah. Unique standard. And those people who will have this, then imagine how high grade their Jannah will be. High and lofty the Jannah will be. So the muttaqis, their rewards Allah Ta'ala set aside and put them in paradise due to the barakah of dhikr. Ramadan, a lot of Ramadan has passed. A high percentage of Ramadan has passed. Most of Ramadan has passed. Now we just have just a few days left. Just a few days left. From today we should grab hold of the dhikr of Allah. Do dhikr kathira, high quantity. When a person adopts and implements dhikr, high quantity, is guaranteed he'll become the muttaqi. Guaranteed. Dhikr is such an action that it increases. Dhikr increases. If you do dhikr of Allah with a sincere heart in Ramadan, then this hadith, due to the barakah of Ramadan, you'll become the dhakir, and you'll become accustomed and used to. Just like we're doing dhikr after asr every day, we do this, don't we? Those brethren, men, women, brothers, sisters who sat down 30 days, done the dhikr of Allah, imagine how beautifully they break the fast. Allah's blessings and generosity and grace at that time, that when you are at the time of iftar, you're breaking the fast, the angels are descending, the angels for the next shift, for the next day, and the angels from the previous shift, they record the deeds, they depart and they go back to Allah with the deeds, and the angels for the next shift, the next day, they descend from the heavens. They see a beautiful scene, a beautiful jama'ah, beautiful congregation, that the iftari is ready for them to break the fast, and they are immersed in the dhikr. Well, as soon as iftar time comes to break the fast, then the saim, the fasting person, breaks the fast whilst he is doing the dhikr wala. So those men and women who have kept the fast for 30 days like this, and they've done iftari like this with the dhikr wala, subhanallah, how can I praise them? Allah Ta'ala in the heavens is praising these people. Allah is praising them in the heavens that they have fulfilled the rite of Ramadan and they've become muttaqis. And when a person gets used to doing this in 30 days to do dhikr, how can you then leave this habit after Ramadan? You should strengthen this, solidify. Everyone who's sat with me every day, Fajr and time in the morning till Ishraq, and in the evening you sit after Asr, then you've become accustomed to this, to do dhikr, you're used to it, and you should extend that now, increase that and lengthen that after Ramadan. 30 days, we don't stop that. Our majalis will continue with Allah's fadl, with Allah's karam, His generosity, His mercy is all due to Allah's generosity. If Allah gives us energy and strength and health, then inshallah, for sure, with Allah's fadl, with Allah's karam, with His mercy, we'll try our best. Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq that He gives with His fadl, with His blessings, and after Ramadan we can keep this going. Our timings will move, but if you can do this during Ramadan continually, then this is a proof for you. This is the stamp of proof for you, the certificate in Ramadan you've attained that you are muttaqi, and your end, the hereafter, will be with the muttaqis. Your dhikr will prove that the person who has taken hold of dhikr during Ramadan and he continues to do dhikr after Ramadan and he attends the majalis, the gatherings, that's it. End of story. His Ramadan is accepted. This is the sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted our Ramadan. This is the sign that we are taking that amal and continuing. So never think that Ramadan is just restricted to Ramadan. The muttaqi, whatever we attain from taqwa through Ramadan, we need to carry that through the rest of the life. Continue with that. Don't leave that action. Don't leave the action. So this is the dhikr of Allah. May Allah give us tawfiq that we do dhikr of Allah kathira. Just like Allah Ta'ala said, do dhikr kathira in abundance, and morning and evening regularly, steadfastly do dhikr. And for that Allah Ta'ala has given the good news in the Quran. Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru Allah dhikran kathira wa sabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. That you should do dhikr during the day, do it in the day as well, and be regular morning and evening doing dhikr. The rewards in this verse are for these people. Allah says, وَالَّذِي يُسَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ لَيُخْرِجَهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah says, become habitual in this. Ramadan has come to make us habitual in this. Fasting has come to make us habitual in this. The Prophet said, you have to do this action. If you don't do this action, then you won't succeed in Ramadan. Your Ramadan won't be successful. So if the Prophet has prescribed this for us, that do this action in Ramadan, then who is it that doesn't do this action? So Allah Ta'ala has given us Ramadan with this special fadl blessing. He's given us this gathering, this congregation, this assembly. Today is the 25th fast. Allah Ta'ala has given this to us. And after today as well, inshallah, we will continue in the same way. May Allah give us His fadl. We don't have strength, nor can we do more this. We don't know how we'll be tomorrow. Allah, just give us Your karam and Your mercy that we can continue this after Ramadan, so we can continue our lives with dhikr. And just like we're doing iftar and breaking our fast with dhikr, may we continue this. Ameen. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلى الله عليه وسلم جميل زين طويل زين ومين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي وزوجه المؤمنين وزوجته بين بيته كما صلينا La ilaha illallah, Muhammadu Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadu Rasulullah. Ya ayyu ya ayyu, ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا ولا ترضيها اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأغنقنا للإيمان واشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا غفار يا ستار من الله سنواري كريم تو اپنے پدو کم سے جن جن لوگوں نے ہاتھ اٹھائے یا اللہ جتنے زاکرین موجود ہیں زاکرین عورت مرد میں نے مولا تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے پہ اپنی رحمت کی چادر پھینک دے میرے مولا اور ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے ہم سب کی بخشش کے پروانہ عطا فرما دے یا اللہ ہم سب کی بخشش کے پروانہ عطا فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے لیے خیر کے دروازے کھول دے یا اللہ نیکیوں کے دروازے کھول دے اپنی رضا کی منزلیں ہم پہ آسان فرما دے یا اللہ اپنے قرب کے دروازے ہمیں کھول دے یا اللہ ہمیں سچا پکا عاشق رسول بنا دے نبی پاک نے سنا تو پہ عمل کرنا اللہ بنا دے اے میرے مولا ہر لمحہ ہر سانس ہر زندگی کے واقعات ہر چیز میرے مولا اتباع سنت کے مستمل ہو میرے مولا یا میرے مولا اپنے فضل و خاص کے ساتھ ہمیں سچا پکا دین نصیب فرما دے ہمارے باطن کو روشن فرما دے ہمارے قلوب کو منور فرما دے یا میرے مولا ہمارے خلاصتوں کو دلوں سے نکال دے ہماری سوچوں کو بدل دے یا اللہ ہماری باطن کو بدل دے یا اللہ ہمارے لواحقین کی حفاظت فرما یا اللہ ہمارے گھر والوں کی حفاظت فرما یا اللہ ہمارے گھر والوں کی حفاظت فرما برائیوں سے بیماریوں سے پریشانیوں سے حاسدوں سے مصیبتوں سے میرے مولا یا اللہ اپنے فضل و کرم سے جو حضرات بھی سلسلے کے ساتھ جڑے ہیں اور سلسلے کی خدمت مشہور ہیں میرے مولا جو میرے مولا سلسلے کی خدمت کرتے ہیں یا اللہ اور اپنے مشائق ہم سے سچی عقیدت اور محبت رکھتے ہیں میرے مولا یا اللہ ان کی منزلیں قرب کی محبت کی آسان فرما دے معرفت کی منزلیں ان کے لیے کھول دے میرے مولا یا کریم اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے رشتہ داروں کی بخشش فرما دے تمام رشتہ داروں کی بخشش فرما دے اے میرے مولا ہمارے تمام ساتھیوں کو جو ہم چھوڑ کر جا چکے ان کی بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ ان کے درجاتوں کو بلند فرما دے آدم علیہ السلام سے لے کے قیامت تک جتنے مومن اور مومنات آئے میرے مولا ان سب کی بخشش فرما دے اے میرے مولا فضل خاص سے ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ موزانہ طور پر کی ماں کو شفا نصیب فرما دے باطنی جسمانی ہر قسم کی بیماری کو دور فرما دے یا اللہ جو ہسپتالوں میں میرے مولا ان پہ رحم فرما یا اللہ ان پہ رحم فرما ان پہ رحم فرما رمضان کی برکت سے میرے مولا ان کی بیماریوں کو دور فرما دے جو گھروں میں بستروں میں بیمار ہیں میرے مولا ان کو شفا نصیب فرما جن کے قلوب مریض ہیں میرے مولا یہ تو بہت سخت مریض ہیں ان کو صفائی خاص نصیب فرما جو اپنی اولادوں کی وجہ سے پریشان ہیں میرے مولا اپنے جوان بچیوں کی وجہ سے پریشان ہیں میرے مولا ان پہ کرم فرما دے میرے مولا یا اللہ ان پہ رحم فرما دے یا اللہ ان کی اولادوں کو ان کی آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا دے ان کو ہدایت نصیب فرما نمازیں نصیب فرما پردہ نصیب فرما یا اللہ گھر نصیب فرما خرافات برائیوں سے ہر برائیوں سے دور فرما دے یا اللہ جن کے بچھڑ گئے ان کو ملا دے یا کریم جن کے بچھڑ گئے ان کو ملا دے یا اللہ جن کے بچھڑ گئے ان کو ملا دے یا رحیم یا کریم اپنے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صدقے سے یا میرے مولا ہمارے دعاؤں کو قبول فرما دے وصل اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ وعلی اصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین آمین.